You're live.
Awesome. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Daily Dose of Awesome, your life 15 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today, I have a special treat. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do this, but I'm here at a mastermind with a few friends, and one of those friends is actually the one and only Ann Sieg.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Fernie.
And hello. How
are
you doing?
Daily Dose of Awesome.
So, you know, so some of our community members may not know who you are because you've actually been out of the network marketing space and training area for a few years now. You're off in a different niche now. However, you know, we have quite a history, and you were at one point a huge training name as well as a top producer in network marketing with multiple companies. And I had a topic that I was going to share with everybody on how to actually attract and sponsor top recruiters. It was inspired by actually one of our community members who actually did just that, has been doing attraction marketing for a few months, and just recently attracted a top producer, someone that's already a significant player in the network marketing space, to her team using attraction marketing. And then that reminded me, oh, I'm about to be at an event with Ann. And at one point, Ann, like I said, was huge in the network marketing space. Not only was she a top producer in network marketing, built multiple teams, she also had a huge training company that was the main competitor to Magnetic Sponsoring at that time. And I got to know Ann pretty well, and we developed a relationship. And I wanted to actually have Ann share her story. So I'm not going to do my normal intro that I do for you guys that aren't familiar with who I am. If you guys aren't familiar with our broadcast, definitely subscribe, turn on live notifications, go to our fan page and follow us. We have lots of interviews and lots of great content. But I wanted to just hop right into our background because, you know, over the course of my career in network marketing, I've sponsored three top producers, people that had done or were doing seven figures in the direct sales or network marketing space. And one of those people was Ann. Ann, you actually approached me and had basically were looking for a home, something to promote and build with. The interesting thing is that at that time, Ann was a much bigger name than I was, had a much bigger business, had a much larger track record than I did in the network marketing space. By comparison, I was a relative newbie. However, you approached me about looking for something to promote. You saw, you know, what I was doing, and I wanted to have conversations about how it is people using attraction marketing can get in that position where they can start attracting people that are not only going to be A players but also potentially top producers. And so, I don't know what you were thinking at the time when you joined my team, but you did make a lot of money in that first company that we got in, and I was happy because you were making me a lot of money too. So I want to revisit that, and again, for those who don't know who you are, I want you to first and foremost quickly introduce yourself, to share a little bit about your network marketing background, what you were able to create because you created an incredible training company in this space, and then we'll go into kind of like some the conversation maybe you were having in your own head that led you to want to team up with me. Mm-hmm. And maybe that'll give our people some ideas as to what they can do to position themselves in that way as well.
Sounds good.
All right.
I was in and out of direct sales for a very long time, many years. So I did a lot of home parties, home party plans, and I just really like sales. It's a lot of fun. Then my son sponsored me into an MLM when he was 18. Oh, okay. And he tried selling it, and not a lot of people take an 18-year-old seriously, but I was actually doing pretty well. I was selling a lot of product, retailing the products, but then I hit a wall, and that was the whole trying to sponsor people, and this is all the old-school method, by the way, the hotel meetings and all that kind of thing. And so I went online to look for solutions that would expand my business, and I started to learn online marketing. Then I asked my son to partner with me, and that's when we really blew it up, is two people working together, and started to promote my ebooks at that time. This is in 07, 2007. Mm-hmm. It's like light years away. And we really had massive reach because primarily Google AdWords, and had a lot of fun when we were really blowing it up, and then along came the Google slap. And then it got really interesting. And so out of that, I built a list. And so if I wanted to build an MLM, I had my list. Mm-hmm. And then it was what I would bring to the people who joined me. We would provide additional training, basically. That was the value add. And that's what people are generally looking for, is what is the value add, the whole WIFM, what's in it for me? That's what people want to know. And so here you were sharing with me earlier today, one of your members somehow landed her very first fish. It wasn't a minnow, it was a big fish, I understand. So I think I can put two and two together for why that happened is, and I'm increasingly amazed by this, we now have the ability to mass advertise free. Facebook Live is a perfect example of it, and get massive exposure. I was just watching some videos last night on Facebook, and there's these young millennials, and they are absolutely crushing it with 2 million following them on YouTube for how they put on makeup, you know, and all these kind of crazy things that people want to follow someone on.
They create shows like this.
They do stuff exactly like this. And so what happened, I'm going to try to go back. This is about 2010, I think.
Yeah,
thereabouts.
Yeah, around 2009, 2010.
Yeah, right in between there. Yeah. So it's after the Google slap. I knew you guys were traffic guys, for one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for me, there's nothing like traffic. Now, obviously, we know traffic has to convert and all that fun stuff, too. But it does start with traffic. And so that was your specialty. And so that was attractive to me. You also had a network that was very attractive, meaning the network of relationships that you had established, a lot due to doing no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's established credibility, traffic guy, and then we were looking, it was my son and I, it was as we were turning to spring 2010, it's coming back to me now, you know, we're looking at one company that had top tier products, and we're like, yeah, that one. And we looked at the players, no, we'll go with Fernie. So even though there were some big players, as you know, but I had gotten to know you, and there's that whole thing about doing business with people you know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. And so we're like, oh, reach out to Fernie. And so we joined underneath you and your partner at that time. And we put together our funnel, and we did start to blow it up. But it was because you had an established network, you had credibility, you were a traffic guy. So I just want to say to those who maybe you haven't done traffic yet, or you're just getting into it, or this new gal you're talking about, I have consulted with many, many, many network marketers, and including people way up the chain, but they built old school.
Mm-hmm.
And to them, this attraction marketing feels like the Great Wall of China to them.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really does. What's an offer? An opt-in? You know, and it's just a slew of
funnel.
Terms.
It's a thing you put oil with?
Yeah, it's a funnel. And it's just, to them, they're so into that, or that's all they know. And so to see someone, I don't know if she had a video or how she gained visibility, and that's really the key here.
Yeah.
You have to make yourself visible. And so however that happened, then this six-figure person goes, wow, here's someone who knows what they're doing. And you may be green and brand new, but they're seeing you being visible online.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you credibility almost instantaneously. So really it is about visibility, and it seems like the youngsters, millennials, are much more comfortable with that visibility piece because they've grown up on social media. And so they're whipping out videos left and right. It's no problem. But anything else that you want me to...
No, that's perfect. Actually, I didn't even tell you too many details about one of our students who is able to do this. But what you described is exactly what happened. It's she's promoting on Facebook, advertising on Facebook, just like we've taught her.
Mm-hmm.
Generating leads, and then as those leads are coming in, she's getting on the phone or a video chat with every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those leads happened to be a top producer in another company, and they had a conversation, and we're like, hey, so how are you doing in your company? Oh, we're doing great.
Yeah.
You know, you're blowing it up. And so there was no need for her to recruit her
right.
at the time.
Yeah.
And then like a few weeks later, it turns out things aren't as hunky-dory in terms of, not because of the business, but just in terms of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that person asked our student, hey, what are you doing?
And then,
you know, from that conversation led to, hey, let's meet the upline. So, you know, she introduced the other person to their upline,
right.
experienced network marketers, with a huge organization, and her still experienced network marketer, but not as big of an organization, but she's doing stuff online.
Right. Yep.
And so it was a perfect combination of, mm-hmm. of experience, knowing what works, fundamentals, and a way to get basically mass exposure.
Yeah.
And so that was the perfect marriage. And so if I had to kind of paraphrase what you said, essentially finding a way to set yourself apart. Mm-hmm. So continue to build. You have to get results. She has results. She's built the team. But on top of that is what sets you apart is what you just said. I was doing things a little differently from what everybody else was doing. You had gotten to know, like, and trust me, we hadn't done business together quite yet, mm-hmm. but you know, that's a big thing. And so, you know, what essentially happened with our student is there was a relationship that built over the course of a few weeks,
right.
led to building of trust, and then, you know, all of a sudden somebody asked me, hey, what are you doing? You asked me what I was doing,
right.
and I'm like, well, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so the moral of the story for everyone watching here that's part of our community is that the skills that you're learning right now, I mean, we've been teaching this stuff for over 10 years, and the person holding the camera is actually Tim Irway, you know, my mentor and now business partner. I mean, he's the one that planted the seed, this attraction marketing seed.
I finally found my calling in life. It's to hold a camera.
and so you could hit the reverse button, right. So thanks that he could see you real quick.
Maybe. You don't want me touching your... Uh-oh, something went... Oh, I got my hand on the thing. See, you can't trust me. You can't trust me. I'm good. We're good.
No, good.
All right, I'm going to flip it back. Hi, everyone.
and so Tim planted a seed with Mike Dillard, and then Mike Dillard would... And then you also, I guess independently, I think, also discovered the same information and then created a whole network of people that all of a sudden are using the internet. Even 10 years now, still today, 10 years later, the internet in the network marketing space is still a novelty.
Mm-hmm.
And social media recruiting is blowing up, and attraction marketing is now, you know, getting the true credit it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
One, because of people like you. You were one of the pioneers of attraction marketing and help spread this knowledge. But for those of you who are watching, what you're learning right now to use social media to recruit, learning how to do advertising and building funnels and all that stuff, this more and more as time goes on, those are going to be attractive skill sets that people in the network marketing space and new people in the network marketing space are going to want to learn, and that becomes part of your USP. Would you agree?
Yes, totally. You know, on my flight, I was watching a little documentary about Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
And Adobe is now going into the digital marketing space. And they said it is just in its infancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, and I'm like, oh, good. You know? I mean, here I feel like 10 years out, like having been here forever. But the reality is it's just now starting to really take its true positioning. And they feel overall that it's been undervalued, underrated for what marketing can really do. It was a great, I don't know if that was a full-blown documentary, it's called, can't remember the exact title, but it was about marketing, so it caught
mm-hmm.
my eye. I thought, I'm going to catch this while I'm on my flight. But all to say, it is a really great time to be learning this, and it's a lot of fun. I
mm-hmm.
love building sales funnels,
mm-hmm.
and it's so powerful, and that was a big transition out of the old space. It was really slow.
Mm-hmm.
Inviting people to hotel meetings and doing all those phone calls and all that craziness. Here they come to you pre-educated, pre-sold, and they're ready to go. So it's exciting times.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for doing this. Guys, if you guys don't know Anne Sieg, I'm sure we'll be connecting again and bring you guys more value from Anne. Wealth of experience, wealth of knowledge as a marketer, as a network marketer. Now in a different space, but you know, her legacy lives on through all of us. And so if you guys like to learn, those of you who are new, not part of our community, want to learn more about what we do, I'll simply go to elitemarketingpro.com and go claim your online recruiting bootcamp. And there's also a free social media recruiting guide you can download. And so you can start learning some of these strategies and start implementing them in your business so you can become attractive to new prospects, whether they're experienced in the space or brand new. So that's it for today, guys. I hope you guys had fun. I hope you guys learned a little bit. And thank you so much, Anne, for doing this.
Oh,
I really appreciate it. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Bye, guys. Take
Bye.
Care.
Now I just hit this here finish button.